Exclusive, Elise Stefanik, Trump senior advisor condemned for portraying Donald Trump as distrustful of Stefanik. By Wendell Hasebo on January 1, 2023. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, and former President Donald Trump's 2024 senior advisor Boris Epstein slammed the New York Times on Sunday for portraying Trump in a Saturday hit piece as distrustful of the New York State Congresswoman. Despite the fact Stefanik and Trump speak with one another multiple times a week. The Times article, which cited two anonymous sources close to Trump, alleged the former president does not trust Stefanik, a claim Stefanik's team and Trump's advisor, Boris Epstein, told Breitbart News was totally fake news. Stefanik and Trump's relationship has appeared to be one of the strongest alliances within the America First movement. Trump endorsed Stefanik in 2021 to replace Representative Liz Cheney, RY, as GOP conference chair. Elise Stefanik is a far superior choice. And she has my complete and total endorsement for GOP conference chair, Trump said. Elise is a tough and smart communicator. Stefanik, as the third highest-ranking Republican in the House, is also the highest-ranking Republican to have endorsed Trump's 2024 campaign. Republican voters determine who is the leader of the Republican Party, and it's very clear President Trump is the leader of the Republican Party, she told Breitbart News in November. In a Breitbart News exclusive, Trump's senior advisor Boris Epstein defended Stefanik from the Times' baseless smear as one of the strongest supporters of the American First movement. Representative Elise Stefanik is one of President Trump's staunchest supporters and strongest champions of the America First movement, Epstein said. I am proud to have helped Elise defeat Liz Cheney to become GOP conference chair as well as to have worked with her during the 2020 presidential campaign. The baseless smears against Elise Stefanik are a great testament to her strength, impact, and standing. Executive Director for Team Elise, Alex DeGrasse, characterized Stefanik's relationship with Trump as completely on solid footing and denied the allegation in the Times article as simply a lie from socialists and their sycophant press stenographers. The middle-aged men of the mainstream media are creepily obsessed with Congresswoman Stefanik and will lie to smear her simply because she is an effective Republican and a champion of President Trump's agenda, DeGrasse told Breitbart News. What the lamestream media doesn't realize is that the relentless lies and baseless smears only serve as more rocket fuel in Elise's skyrocketing mission to help save America from the disastrous reign of socialists and their sycophant press stenographers. Multiple sources convey to Breitbart News that Stefanik and Trump's relationship is so strong that Trump publicly and privately sings her praises. A fact that directly contradicts the Times reporting by far-left reporter Nicholas Confessore, who used quotes from anonymous sources to attack Stefanik. Epstein and Stefanik were not the only Republicans to push back against the hit piece. Mike Caputo, who served as an advisor to Trump for over 25 years and is close with Stefanik as well, told Breitbart News the Times story was canard and that Trump admires Stefanik for her strength and courage. I read that story and laughed, Caputo said. It's a canard. President Trump admires people of strength, courage and resolve, and I can promise you Elise has his friendship and respect, while the anonymous coward who lied about their relationship does not. Mike Davis, founder and president of the pro-Trump Article 3 Project, echoed Caputo's opinion and noted Trump trusts Stefanik and believes their relationship is genuine and strong. Davis also defended Stefanik from the Times' anonymously sourced criticism and smears. Elise has been a conservative warrior since we worked together in the Bush 43 White House 17 years ago. Her relationship with President Trump is genuine and strong, he told Breitbart News. As I've followed her congressional career, it is clear she has always supported Trump and endured endless criticism and smears from the media and Democrats for her fierce loyalty to Trump. Whether it was the Access Hollywood drama or two impeachment hoaxes, Elise has always and firmly held the line for Trump. It's obvious from their very close and public partnership, for years, that Trump knows this and trusts her. Anyone claiming otherwise is trying to divide the America First movement for their own personal gain, Davis said. The Times has a record of false reporting. Just in December, The Times falsely claimed that Hunter Biden's laptop was stolen from a laptop repair shop. Hunter's laptop was actually abandoned at a computer repair shop where he had taken it to be repaired by Hunter. It took The Times 17 months to finally report that Hunter's laptop was authentic after Breitbart News's Emma Jo Morris first reported on the laptop story in October 2020. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.